We'll now have the welcome address and scripture and prayer by Dr. Claude Ray. Dr. Claude Ray is he's the Dean of Music here at Sanford, and through his hard work, we got this wonderful place to have this convention, and he is the reason for it. Dr. Ray.
Thank you so much, Hugh McGraw. And on behalf of Sanford University, on behalf of our president, Dr. Leslie S. Wright, a faculty and staff of over 200 people and some 4,000 students, we'd like to bid you welcome and give you a hearty handshake in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to say how very delighted we are to have each one of you, you Sacred Harp Fa Sol La singers. And I tell you, these basses aren't so good looking, but we sure got some mighty pretty, some trebles and altos here today, Hugh. We feel honored here at Sanford University that you would come to be with us to house this convention on this campus, this first historic Sacred Harp National Sing. We hope this is just the first of a long line of opportunities that we're going to have to cooperatively work together and sing together. Hugh has asked me to also tell you that we do have some facilities available here. The restrooms are in the basement of this building. You go out to the foyer and down one floor, or you can take the elevator down to the lower mezzanine. There we have restroom facilities available. There are water fountains there. We have some other opportunities for you. There are refreshments outside. We do ask that we have no smoking, chewing, eating inside the building, that we do that outside. There will be other announcements, of course, as we go along through these days together. But we want you to feel welcome. We wish that we had enough space in our cafeteria, but during the summer, these are not open for public use, and so we have made available to you the possibility of some hot Chick-fil-A sandwiches, which will be delivered. I think you found out about that when you came this morning. But just suffice it to say now how just delighted we are to have you, and we welcome you with a great big Alabama welcome. And as we begin, I think it would be very appropriate that we hear what God has to say to us today. Listen to these words, first of all, from the 150th Psalm, as the psalmist is praising God through song, through instruments. And I think if David had been writing psalms now, he'd certainly mention Sacred Harp. Listen to what God says. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. O come, let us sing a joyful song unto the Lord. May we pray together. Our Father, we're so grateful for the gift of music, one of your great gifts. And thank you that each one of us here this morning has been given that extra insight into your gift of music. We thank you for a way of reading music, such as Sacred Harp and the Fa Sol La system. We thank you, Lord, that you gave the early founders of this system your knowledge and the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ as this wonderful way of teaching about your great gift, music, was given. So, Father, we pray thy benediction, thy blessing, thy grace gifts to be upon each one of us as we sing and make a joyful noise. Be with Hugh McGraw as he leads us. Be with the leaders as they come and lead these great hymns of the faith, these great hymns of Zion. And now, Father, teach us to so number our days that we may give ourselves unto righteousness. And, Father, one other thing we would ask. We ask that you would teach each one of us to sing with the Spirit and to sing with the understanding also. For we dare pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who has put a song in each one of our hearts, even his name. Amen.